Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday the 26th of March. The United States insists that peace talks with Iran are taking place, but in the absence of Iranian confirmation, markets seem sceptical. Even with a bias to look to the upside, markets are unwilling to accept unverified statements from the United States at face value. Iran has said that it has rejected the US 15-point proposals for peace. That is hardly surprising. It's certainly questionable as to whether the proposals were meant to be taken seriously, given most of them have already been rejected by Iran and other key issues were simply forgotten about. In theory, US President Trump's extended deadline for reopening the Strait of Hormuz expires sometime tomorrow. But this seems to be somewhat sidelined, and investors for now are content to assume it will be treated like trade dispute deadlines and conveniently ignored if necessary. In economic terms, we're still in the phony war phase, and this can continue for some time. Consumers have the resources to pay higher prices for now and possibly take some measure to cut demand moderately. The inexorable rise of US gasoline prices is still within the bounds of affordability. While panic buying and hoarding of oil in some countries might create physical supply problems because it creates an above normal level of demand, there have not yet been serious physical supply shortages, either of energy or associated chemicals. Those shortages can indeed come, and the damage of some shortages, like fertilizer, might be quite long-lived. But they are generally not here yet. The cost of reconstruction in Gulf countries hasn't even begun to hit. This, so far, is a price effect rather than an activity effect on the global economy. All of this may help to explain why the oil price is not higher. Certainly no one thinks the current level of the oil price will induce a 20% drop in global energy demand or even a 10% drop in global energy demand. War speculation, which depends heavily on fake news, is likely to continue to dominate the markets today because there's not that much else to distract investors. We do have some central bank speakers from the Bank of England and the US Federal Reserve in particular. The Bank of England speakers come after what seems to be an overreaction at the last Monetary Policy Committee meeting, not in terms of the decision itself, but in terms of the communication style around it. Some backtracking from that extreme position would be quite nice. For all the fetishization of inflation expectations, the fact is there's no real evidence that recent changes in inflation expectations have had any meaningful impact on wage demands in the UK or indeed in most other advanced economies. We get the weekly initial jobless claims data from the States, which has some resonance given that people need jobs to help pay for both tariffs and gasoline prices. There's also some business sentiment data, but that can just be ignored. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.